Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Favorite kong TikTok yung
I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am this, man.
Anyway. Para-para!
Welcome to another
Leche Ka,
where we answer your goddess question, read your Leche fan mail. Basically, it's for the fans. So it's your first time here. Welcome.
Welcome.
Feel free to stay here and listen to inside jokes that you might not know because you haven't listened to the regular mixes. But if you do want to check out our regular mixes, they're all here, wherever you're listening.
The shade.
They're there.
Is real.
They're there, bruh. But yeah, that's pretty much what we do on the Lechica mixes. And we have a lot to do today. So what we're going to do, we have too many to fit in one Lechica. So we're going to split it. We're going to do a couple emails. We're going to have a... We're going to have... What do you call it? You can just show me something funny on her phone. And we got some goddess a question, and we're going to do some, what do you call it? The Where You Been, but the Leche Fan Edition?
Shook it.
Rika just showed me something on her phone. Okay, there we go. Let's start with some Leche Fan Mail. This one from Your Cup of Tino, short one from Your Cup of Tino.
Hey, JC and Rika. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's Your Cup of Tino, no less. I'm a little ashamed in admitting I got so behind with the episodes. You see, I only listen to podcasts when running or walking cardio, and 2020 ruined that workout routine for me. Oo, kasalanan talaga ng 2020. So when I stopped my daily workouts, podcasts were put on a pause too. This is why I'm really glad that after only 100 episodes, a new season begins, and on a new year, how timely. It's safe to say I'm a returning Leche fan in as much as I'm getting back on track, so to speak. Anyways, I'm not sure if I've asked this before or if you've answered this question before, but if you can change your name, what would you change it to? Last year was a little uncomfortable because of Typhoon Ulysses. Bihira na lang nga mauso ang pangalan ko. Destructive pa. Oh, that's your name? Oh, cool. I thought I can leave that behind in the past year, but guess what? There's a Typhoon Tino on the list this year. Oh no. Trivial things like this make you want to change your name. Kung pwede lang. If you're... Pwede naman.
Pwede naman.
If it were up to both of you, what would you change Rika and JC to? Here's hoping for 100 more episodes and 100 more after that. Hope to see you again soon. Saw you both last time in the PNA Christmas Lumpia Party.
Yay!
All the best, you guys. Ulysses. Basta, siya.
Ulysses. Thank you. What would you change your name to, buddy?
You know what? When I was younger, I wanted to change my name into like a really like blonde girl name, like Brianna or like Brittany.
Yeah.
But as an adult, I would like to stick to my own name. But if I really have to, like let's say I have to change my name, it would be like a name of a really famous person, like Julia Roberts.
Whoa.
Right? So that, like, let's say they see it on, like, let's say my airplane ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would get shook for a little bit, and then they would get disappointed. I would like to see that disappointment face in front of me.
You're Julia Roberts?
Oh, you're not that
you're
Julia
not
Roberts.
You're not the pretty woman?
Yeah.
You're not the runaway bride?
What?
Erin Brockovich?
I guess you can just go in the plane or whatever. How about you?
The reason I'm not a big fan of my name is because it's generic as fuck.
Jose. Hey, it's the
nothing
name of our
nothing.
Of our
Rizal, right?
Of Rizal. Rizal.
Nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying, like, I like, I, you know what I've always liked when I meet people with unique names is that they're so damn cool, their names. I had a classmate in high school named Tahiti.
Oh.
It's so fucking dope. That's cool. Bro. Tahiti.
I remember I had a school name. A schoolmate. They were sisters.
Yeah.
They're sisters, and their names are Bullet and Gun. Can you imagine being named Gun?
Gun?
The younger one was like Gun.
G U N.
Baka iba.
Baka G U N N.
N N E. Yeah.
Or something like that.
But the Bullet was Bullet. So we'd call her
like Bullet Dumas, right?
Yeah, Bullet. And I'm like, that's cool, right?
That's pretty cool, man. Like, it's unique.
It's
so
unique.
If I don't know what I would change it to, but I just want something.
I know.
Like, damn, that's your name, bro?
Sweaty ass.
A noun. I want my name to be a noun that's not a name. That's not a common name.
Pickle.
Dude, your name is Pickle?
Pickleman.
Pickle Rick. Something like that. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
Mm.
But a cool, maybe like
Hurricane. Hurricane. Can you imagine being named Hurricane?
Dude, that'd be so cool.
Like, you would.
And then your nickname would be Kane. But then you write it in the documents.
Like, you need to do something great. I feel
Hurricane,
like if that's your name,
bro,
you
Hurricane.
Need to be somebody.
Hurricane. All right. Let's go to the next one.
Hati tayo.
Alright, this one. Hello, Rika G and JC. Gusto ko kayong pasalamatan for all the happiness na binibigay niyo sa akin at sa ibang tao, lalo na ngayong panahon ng pandemya. So, eto na nga, kwento ko lang. After my college graduation in March 2019, I've decided to study pastries after studying BS Hotel, Restaurant, and Institution Management major in culinary arts sa isang college sa Taft, April of the same year. I enrolled sa isang academy sa BGC with the program Pastry and Bakery Arts. 2020 actually started great with me traveling out of the country to attend my intensive classes on pastry and bakery arts. Na-fulfill ko din yung isa kong dream, which is to live on my own cute little apartment, and I did it naman even for just a month lang. After that, my family flew in to attend my graduation. Pero nag-shopping lang naman talaga sila. Then we also traveled to Singapore after that. Our first out of the country travel as a family. It's extra special for me because finally, tapos na magpa-aral ang parents ko and ready na sila mag-relax in life. Tapos na ang major gastos, I mean responsibilities nila for their kids. So we're planning to celebrate by traveling to different countries, starting with Malaysia, Singapore, and plans for Korea and Japan. When I got home, it went downhill na from here. I have to process na agad requirements like SSS, PhilHealth, Huy, yung 15 billion, let us not forget. Yes, true. And pag-ibig. Go ahead, Rika G.
I tried to apply for a job in a prominent hotel in BGC, but sadly, I was not hired. But start ng COVID at that time. I'm qualified, but the hotel just doesn't need that much people in the kitchen because of the decreasing number of hotel guests due to COVID. I felt really disappointed during the time, so I decided to go home sa province to take a rest ng slight. Tuloy-tuloy ko lang kayong pinapakinggan during the bus trip going home to distract myself from the sadness I was feeling. The plan is to return to Manila to seek for better opportunities local and abroad. At that time, I just felt the need to rest my body and mind even just for a couple of weeks lang. 1 week after ko umuwi, just when I thought things couldn't get worse, the lockdown started to happen. First, the failure to get a job, now this lockdown. Sorry for the lack of better terms, but it was a shit moment. I didn't know what to do. I was not planning to stay very long in my home province until I realized we just have to deal with it and just hope and pray things get better. I did anything that can help me pass the time. I can't do my usual pag-scrolls to social media because we didn't have Wi-Fi at home during those times, so bawal matako sa data. Mm-hmm. That's when I discovered more of you sa Spotify. Sobrang nakakawala ng stress yung podcast niyo during those extra hard times.
Okay, so now this is where it gets better. This may sound selfish, but I realized the pandemic has been a blessing in disguise for me. Since bored ako here, I also tried to pursue a dream. I started baking customized cakes for all sorts of occasions. Although nagbe-bake na din ako dati, mas nakapag-focus ako this time kasi nga, feel ko,
Magugunaw.
Magugunaw na ang mundo sa Midas. So might as well do things that I like the most. I started with my s'mores cake as my Father's Day special, followed by small single-tiered cakes for birthdays, which eventually turned into bigger multi-tiered cakes for weddings and debuts. Yes, may mga kinakasal at nagde-debut pa din despite the pandemic. Kaloka! Haha. All my late-night baking sessions not complete without the Halahala show. Sometimes nag-iipon pa ako ng mga new episodes para lang may mapakinggan and to keep me company. Kapag wala namang bagong episodes, binabalikan ko lang yung mga favorite episodes ko to tune to other Podcast Network Asia's podcasts like the Kudazzers. Woo-hoo. Nice.
I've always dreamt of creating cakes for special occasions, especially wedding cakes with a handcrafted edible sugar flowers. Ooh, those are really good.
Yeah, they are.
If I got hired sa hotel na yon, I would probably be stuck in a place na di naman talaga ako masaya, na ginawa ko lang for the sake na may kinikita at may gawin in life, like how the society expects from me. Now, I'm happy that I'm able to do what I love the most at the safety and comfort of my home with my family, despite the challenges brought by the pandemia. Plus, the pay is super nice then. Hehe, big difference compared to what I would be paid if I got that job. Nice.
Nice.
You guys were always there during the process of creating my cakes. Minsan, hindi ko talaga maiwasang humalakhak in the middle of baking while listening to you. Minsan naman, nagkakamali ako sa measurements because sobrang nawiwili na ako sa inyo. It can be taxing at times, lalo na at one-man team lang ako, pero nakakawala kayo ng pagod. Okay. Yeah, ano?
Sige.
Now that it's New Year 2021, I have already 3 weddings booked for the month of January and several other events for the following months. Plans on getting new kitchen equipment such as my dream mixer, the KitchenAid 6-quart.
That sounds dope.
I know, professional ish.
That's the one, right?
Yes, it's the one. I mean, the fact that you lost this at 6-quart.
Yeah, I don't even know what the hell is a quart.
That? Legs? I don't know. I'm so happy. My parents even bought me my own fridge.
Whoa.
Wow, a big one. The one that has 2 glass doors to accommodate more and bigger cakes.
I know those.
Mukhang 7-Eleven tuloy bahay namin. Sorry for being so excited about a fridge and a mixing machine. Dude.
I get you.
It's official. Maganda ang pasok ng taon for me at kasama ko kayo doon. I'm confident na maglalabas kayo ng more and exciting new content for this year. Always looking forward for my baking sesh with you.
Continue on spreading good vibes and awareness on certain topics and issues. Maraming matututunan from you guys in a very light and entertaining manner.
Aww.
Wishing you guys all the best, especially good health this year. I would love to create a custom cake for you.
What? That would be amazing.
Oh, yeah. Someday. Check out my cake creations on Facebook. Leonard Rivera, LeonardRivera, and an IG, Leonard Defiable. I'll just spell it out. LeonardRivable. Let me go check that out right now. This is Leonard, ang cakerist ng Pangasinan. A certified leche fan. Maraming salamat.
Cakerist ka pala.
Cakerist.
You know, that's a really nice story and like a really nice ending to this email. It was really nice that you took that, I guess, yung parang down.
Yeah, you took a difficult situation and tried to make the best of it.
I'm so sorry. I only had 2 hours of sleep last night. I do not have words for this podcast. But yes, like you said, you took a difficult situation and turned it into a cake business.
Look at his cakes, man.
I know. That looks amazing,
man. We're looking on Instagram right now.
You know what? I love naked cakes.
Damn.
Those are the best.
I mean, the best things in life are naked.
That's true.
Cakes. Burritos.
Feet.
Shout out to you, Leonard, and congratulations on your cake business.
Congratulations.
And if one of us ever gets married, we will make sure to hit you up.
Birthdays. It's almost my birthday. Anyway, why?
Wala lang.
Why?
You can't eat cake.
Why?
You.
Oh, I mean, I can have cake, but I can't eat it.
Yeah.
I can just put it in front of me and smell it.
True.
I will smell your cake.
Congratulations.
All okay.
Right. We have more Lecce Family, but we're going to save that because we got this question, which we have on our Facebook group. If you haven't joined, it's the Halahala Show Lecce Fam on Facebook. We posted it on there.
Okay. So we did ask for what do you call this? Where You Been where for you the Leche well. Fans.
So which one are we doing first? The Where You Beans?
Leche Fan Edition. And the, eh, sige, yan na muna.
Go got the question or Where You Beans?
Got the question.
Got the questions. We'll do a few. From Jed Negado. Favorite Black Mirror episode? Do you have one?
Nosedive. No, but actually, the true, like my true, dives. truest favorite episode was the one with the bees.
Yeah.
For me, that's one. My favorite. I can't forget about it.
I really like. There are a few. I really like the cycling one though. Like in the first season.
Really, I thought that was boring.
Really.
I found
San Junipero, like, the first 30 minutes so boring, but I like the last half of San Junipero.
Actually, I didn't find it boring. I just thought it was overhyped.
Yeah. I also like the Striking Vipers. Yung video game.
Oh, yeah.
Where the guys take the place of the in the body of the... I thought it was such a, like, a thought-provoking, like,
I also
episode.
Like the dating one where you have, an ending.
That one actually had at least... a not depressing ending.
True.
It was a very nice ending. There's few of those in Black Mirror.
I know it's really dark, but I also like the one where he was asked to do something because he was like looking up porn, child porn.
Yeah. Where he was on a phone like challenges.
Honestly, the first one was really good too. I like that.
The Prime Minister one?
The Prime Minister.
With the pig?
Yeah.
It was kind of dark.
It was really
like, what is this show, bro?
I like the dark ones.
Yeah. The White Christmas one is pretty good. Really?
Yeah. You know what? I watched that episode like months after it was released. Yeah. Like people kept on telling me to watch it. Mm. I don't know why I didn't. And then finally I did and I'm like, nice.
It was a scary ending.
It was scary.
And the Star Trek one was pretty good. The one where
White Christmas, the one where
it's John Hamm. See John Hamm.
He's like the criminal.
No, the one where they're in like in a little the time replays.
Yeah.
Like it slows down. Uh-huh. Yeah, that one. Maybe we're thinking of different ones.
Is that the one where he just woke up and he was in like a house?
Yeah.
Good one. That was a really good one.
All right. Moo. Okay. Let's see. This one from Michelle. Which Harry Potter character do you think you could be in real life and why? And which Harry Potter book do you like the most and why? We've answered the houses, but have we ever answered this? I don't think so.
The character?
Yeah.
It could be...
I'm Ron Weasley. Even though I'm not a Gryffindor.
Yeah.
But I like Ron Weasley. Like, I identify with him the most.
I feel like I would be Luna.
Luna? Yeah, I see it.
I'm a Luna Lovegood.
I fucking see it. You're a Luna Lovegood, bro. I see it, bro.
I like, you know, my
but
head
she's
is
a Ravenclaw, which is weird.
I know, I'm a Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
I'm a Hufflepuff. But I like her because I can relate. You know, my head is in the clouds most of the time.
I get it. I see it, bro.
Right?
I fucking see it.
I see the skeleton horses.
I'm more of the twins than Ron, but I was just thinking from the main characters, but I like the Fred and
George.
The
twins.
Yeah,
yes. You're like two people in one.
Yeah,
exactly.
Man. Yeah, man. Which Harry Potter book did you like the most, though?
I did not read the books.
Oh, you didn't read the books. That's right.
The movies, I guess, could be... The movie? Shit. Oh, God. Why do you make me...
It's okay. I like all the books, but I really like... I don't remember. I can't really choose. It changes all the time.
Oh, you know what? If I could...
Chamber of Secrets was really good for me.
Chamber of Secrets was good. I think for me, because, you know, I like adventure and shit like that. I like Goblet of Fire.
Oh, that's a good movie.
I love
great movie.
That there were other characters
that's
in
a
it.
Great fucking movie.
It is.
It's a great movie.
Oh, Cedric. Aww.
Okay. Moo. Okay, from Aaron. Geronimo. Have you seen Bridgerton? And thoughts.
No.
I watched the first two episodes and then I skipped to the sex scenes. I fast-forwarded.
Why?
Because I got bored. I wasn't a fan. It's not for me, man.
Yeah, same.
Not for
I
me.
I think it's for me, too. That's
but
why I didn't
I know
start.
Some people are really into it. Moo! From Adrian. What was the first R-18 movie that you watched when you were still a minor?
I guess, well...
I can't remember.
It's not an R-18...
Were your parents strict with movies?
Not really.
I remember watching like Rambo and like Predator and shit when I was 10 years old. Like, you know, stuff that's clearly not for kids. I remember watching it as a kid. With my mom, I think, there too.
I don't remember the first one, but I do remember a movie that I watched with my parents not knowing that there was a really graphic sex scene. Or not really graphic, but Titanic? There was a sex scene. No. Oh. You know that movie, It's Complicated? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. There was a Randy sex scene there with heavy breathing and shit. And I was right beside my parents and I had to leave. I'm like, I'm leaving. I'm sorry. I left in the middle of the movie, man.
You know what's funny though? I haven't watched a movie with my mom in, I'm guessing, 10 years now.
Oh, really?
I don't remember that because, you know, we don't live together.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I watched a movie with my mom. Like, that's not our thing. We don't watch movies together.
My parents are big movie watchers. Like, they love staying in the cinema and just watching three movies at the same, like, in one day.
Interesting.
Not at the same time, but in one day.
Okay. Let's do one more.
Okay.
From your Cappuccino also emailed us earlier. I got this question. How much was your first salary? Backstory. And I remember seeing this on Twitter. Someone on Twitter posted their disappointment with a 17,000 peso offer for their first job after graduation, and debate and comparisons ensued. Did you see that tweet? I saw it.
We talked about it. I didn't see the tweet, but we talked about
it on Morning Rush. Okay. Well, first, do you feel comfortable sharing? What are your thoughts on asking people their salary? I don't care.
I don't mind. The only reason why I feel uncomfortable is because I know that in our culture, it's taboo to talk about your salary.
Which is weird.
Like, not just in our culture. I think it's everywhere, right?
I don't think it should be, because then you can learn like the industry standards what you feel like you should be making. Maybe you deserve more.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I don't think it should be a bad thing. Or taboo, rather. Not
because,
bad.
Okay, so my first actual job is here in RX. Mm-hmm. And it was so weird because I was also a radio and student jock, right? But at the same time, I'm also a makeup artist part-time. So it's like I had two part-time jobs and so it resulted into just one job. So alam mo yung parang the amount that I get, it's not really fixed.
Because
as a student jock, whenever I would fill in for actual RX jocks, I would get paid at a certain amount. And sometimes I would, what do you call this? I would save them up and it would result to like a big amount of money. But ganun din siya with my gig for makeup. So, alam mo yun, parang it wasn't really, I can't really say how much my first salary was.
Because it wasn't fixed.
Yeah, it wasn't fixed.
Okay. Interesting. My first job, I was in the States, so I don't know, it's not that relatable to people who live here. I've never been paid a salary. Cause technically, you and I, even now, we're still hourly.
Yeah.
Like, we get deducted.
If
we don't come in.
Yeah.
I've never been paid a salary my whole life. I've never had it. Where it's a consistent paid thing every time. It's always been hourly for me.
Yeah.
But I work minimum wage in Washington State, and I think at the time, this was 2007 when I started working, it was $8 an hour, which was, I think, pretty high at the time. So around 400 pesos per hour. Tama? $8? Tama? 400 pesos per hour.
Wow, man.
Which is big here, but in there, it's not that big. Yeah. And you know how there's still people wanting to lower or up or raise the minimum wage in the U.S. to like $15 now, I think is what they want. But if it's to be more relatable here, I didn't have a fixed thing before I started doing commercial acting, right?
But that's big money.
Big money if you get a gig.
Yeah.
The lowest that I ever got for a commercial thingy was 50, and the highest I ever got was 100.
Wow.
No, it was 100, but then they took 20 something months to pay, so it became 120. They gave me an extra 20,000.
Really?
Something like that. The agency worked out like, you need to pay us more because it took you 2 years to almost pay us.
Nice.
But here in the radio station, I think my starting salary was like 14. I don't even remember. 14?
Yeah.
Something like
that.
It
was almost the same with
me. Close. 14, 15, around that. But granted, it wasn't 40 hours a week. So yeah. for the hours worked, pretty solid.
True.
But I guess the thing here with your cappuccino is they're asking, actually not just him, but just the people on Twitter, they're wondering we saw Tom outside the window. They're wondering, is this too low?
Yeah.
Or is this person who's complaining, or not complaining, mm-hmm. disappointment, expressing their disappointment, do they have the right to be disappointed? Because I saw people on the comments saying, oh, yung start ko lang, ito lang bayad ko, yeah. blah, blah, blah. What do you think about the 17K offer? Do you think it's too low? Sapat na for a first time
grad? I have no
basis.
The, yeah, and it. I don't have enough information to actually, express my opinion. So yeah, I don't have anything to say about that. I'm sorry. I didn't read it.
I think personally, as somebody who didn't grow up here, yeah. when I look at 17,000, I feel like that's such a small number.
Especially now.
Oh yeah, for a fresh grad. Because yeah. I'm thinking, as a fresh grad, you should be able to have a, I think 17K, maybe for yourself, okay na, mm-hmm. maybe. But if you're going to raise a family, you can't, it's impossible. Like, at least were it to live comfortably with a family, I don't think you could do it with 7K.
Yeah.
So I think the real topic here, just to end this, to finish the question, is that we have to have, the standard, sana in the future, will be higher because that's what is, the standard now. Mm-hmm. Like, I think people are taking less because it's a necessity. And that's kind of sad, but it's the truth. You know, people who are taking 14, like it's lowest, the lowest bidder, or like the people who'll take the lowest bid will take it because jobs are, they need a job.
And then in the end, we will all lose.
We'll all lose because of that.
Yes.
And it's a sad reality and I hate it, but I hope that in the future, sana hindi na ganun.
I kind of agree with you because yes, it is the standard now. That's what's happening now, but we can always hope to be better.
Mm-hmm.
To actually be paid with what we do.
Yeah, so I can't give you a firm number on what I think would be appropriate for a fresh grad. Yeah. I just hope that in the future, fresh grads get paid more than what they are getting paid now.
Hopefully.
on the whole scale. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Moo.
All
right, let's do some Where You Been, Leche Fan Edition. We don't have a full name. We have had some suggestions. Mm-hmm. We're
going to think about
it. We're compiling them right now. But let's do
some.
Okay,
so I chose.
Go ahead.
Okay, so this one is pretty interesting from
Brad Fitz.
A client in Japan sent me this box of goodies as a holiday gift, which just arrived this week. Happy because I love snacking on ramen and chocolate.
So it's Kit Kats and. Oh,
that chocolate biscuit thingy and ramen. So
damn.
That's cool. Katharina says, been enjoying watching Familiar Wife. Kung napanood nyo na yung Go Back Couple, halos may pagkahawig yung kwento, pero parehas silang maganda.
K-drama.
And I'm rewatching How I Met Your Mother. Ooh, Itcha Magbalana says, we went to Batangas and saw some yachts. Grabe, bakit hindi ako mayaman? And then sent a photo of dock.
It's Bill Burr who always says on his podcast, don't buy a yacht. Just find a friend who owns one.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because owning a yacht is just, you're losing money.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing.
Unless you have fuck you money.
That's true.
And it keeps rolling in every month. Why not? Speaking of fresh grads, El San Antonio says, I'm a fresh grad and it was my first time presenting in front of professionals.
Congrats.
Felt so good. Then natapos na.
I hate presenting in front of professionals.
I know. You know what? You're like, I know I can speak straight English, but once I'm in front of
podcast,
a lot of people, I'm like, I don't know what to say.
Podcast.
Chris Bonix Kwansing says, within a week, natapos ko yung dalawang libro, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck and Unfuck Yourself.
I see Mark Manson.
Yes. Also, he created a short, a short video. You guys should watch it. He posted it. It's really nice.
Check it out on Hala Hala Show Leche Fam, the group.
Yeah. A friend of mine is in the R&D. This is from John Ray.
JR.
From the R&D of their food business. And while we were there, he popped some flavored powdered mix from Coffee Bean. This is pretty interesting. Donella says, did a commission resin artwork for my workmate. It's a real butterfly it's dead already, which when she gave me this, don't worry. I'm so glad it turned out good. Hiding and hindi pwede magkamali kaya nakakatawang maayos kinalabasan. Great weekend indeed.
Wow.
That's pretty
artists.
Cool.
We know we have a lot of listeners who are the arts.
We have cake makers.
We got violin makers. We got painters.
You know what I didn't realize? Because I also like watching resin art ASMR on TikTok. And you know, it can go south real quick. You know,
resin?
It's, I don't know, a mixture.
It's a dried grape, right? Joke. High five.
No.
Fuck.
Anyway,
you.
But like it can go south real quick with with what you're mixing and the chemicals and shit. So that's really nice. Congratulations. Armand,
this is our violin guy.
Yeah. Armand says, a non-Filipino friend posted on Facebook asking for their favorite tongue twisters. I commented with the longest Tagalog word and had a laugh, but then they wanted to hear me pronounce it, which I'd never attempted. So here's the bit of me struggling and maybe getting the emphasis wrong on the last bit.
Let me see if it plays here.
Come on. Armand.
Come on. Internet.
Armand.
Come on. Internet. I see the violins in the background.
I know.
Oh, it's not working.
Oh, there, there.
Itang pagsisinungalingan.
Whoa. Wait lang. Let's search for it. Longest Tagalog
word.
Something might come up in the search bar.
Ito.
Pinaka nakapagpapabag. Hindi iba yun ni.
Ay, iba yun. I don't know.
Ala, ano yun? Ito. Pinaka nakakapagngit-ngitang. That sounds weird, dude. Pinaka nakakapagngit-ngitang pagsisinungalingan.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's ngit-ngit plus sinungaling.
Anger,
so,
rage, liar.
Like when you're angry lying. Pinaka
nakakapagngit-ngitang pagsisinungalingan. Yep,
pinaka nakakapagngit-ngit-ngitang pagsisinungalingan. I kind of get it. Anyway, thanks for that.
Let's do one more.
Last one.
From Richard.
Nag-swimming kami ng family relatives namin, pero quote-unquote swimming kasi hindi naman talaga kami nag-swimming. Kumain lang kami doon, naglaro ng bingo and cards, tsaka ang daming tao sa poolside. Buti na sa malayo naman kami dun sa separate room. Pati yung dog namin nag-enjoy kasi first time niya talaga umalis and nag-interact outside. Kasi nga, hindi naman din kami makalabas sa amin. And as a butihing med student, syempre, di iniwan ng schoolwork at nag-aral din.
And they posted a photo.
I know, cool. We have a bunch more. I find this interesting, actually.
Yeah.
Also, I'm sorry.
Sige, go.
Bubby or Bubbly says, binge listening to Broad Fits.
Oh, nice.
Cool. And then
she said, just wanted to let you know, sir, that your show has made me aware of my financial situation. And I'm now about to get insurance because you've made me realize the uncertainties in life. Oh, diba, Broad Fits? 80%? I met with a friend who's a financial advisor and I'm about to sign up. And also, Bob also said something about...
Yes, also went to my friend's coffee shop today. He's also a Leche fan.
Whoa.
Hey, JC, and maybe if you get the tag Rika G along so she can try the banging baked mac from Toll House.
Toll House, baby.
If ever you're in Angeles, let us know and we'll be happy to have you in the cafe. Wow, that looks so cool.
Oh, wait. Your friend owns Toll House?
No, Cuptus Coffee.
Okay, wait. I'm confused.
Parang ano lang, patry ko, try mo lang.
Okay. I thought your friend owned Toll House. I was like, damn.
What else?
Taga Angeles ba si Bob?
I guess so. Looks like it.
Kapampangan! Magantana!
Vin says, socially distance day drinking at Molito.
Oh, Molito.
Perfect pint. Yeah, they have really good draft beer. And then Archie says, being a responsible student by doing our term paper, start ng SEM, binigay pero ngayon lang gagawin. Siyempre, cramming is life. And then a bunch of people went biking, like Isa. Also, somebody went biking too. Wait a minute.
Damn, there's a lot.
I know.
If we can't read all of them because of the time constraints.
John, Joshua,
JJ from Money Max before.
Cool. And shout out to Katrina from Canada who went snowshoeing. What the fuck? We don't have that here.
That's so cool, man.
That's not a thing of the Philippines, but it is in Canada. That looks really cool.
We can go sand shoeing in the sand. Manila Bay, bro. Dolomite shoeing.
Okay. What else, man? Ang dami. Nag-ikot sa Green Hills para bumili ng Funko Pops.
Nice.
Ooh, what did you buy? Post Malone, Ross Geller, and
ilan
Rachel.
Ilan yung Funko Pops mo ish? Comment on your comment.
We wanna
later
know
when you listen to this on Wednesday.
Damn, a lot of you guys commented. Cool. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, go to the Hala Hala Show Leche Fam Facebook group. Join there. There's some questions that you should be able to bypass if you're a real
kaya
fan.
Kaya. Michelle, congratulations on your first job offer.
Congrats.
On your job offer. So, congratulations. Okay.
That's it, man.
Thanks.
You can follow us everywhere. It's the Hala Hala Show everywhere except for
Instagram. And don't forget to send in your Leche Fan mail. It's thehalahalashow@gmail.com.
And then join the group. Follow our Spotify playlist, Hala Hala Show Mix, basically everything Hala Hala. And remember to always tell your friends about us. And
yes, please.
If you haven't listened to season 2 mix number 3, we have a giveaway for Airbakes Manila Sylvanias. And
yes.
And the deadline is for the next mix, so Monday, yeah. This coming Monday.
So just listen and
Find out how to do it. Yeah.
Find out how to do it.
You'll see it in the instructions.
Thank you.
Later, extra song.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.